Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Lamed Tes, the last daf of the fourth parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today's shir is sponsored by Avishai and Elisha ben Numan, and is closer for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, and for Sarah Freida bas Chaya. They should both have Refuah Shleima b'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. We left off on daf Lamed Chesam and Beis. We are at Amrav Nachman Haiman Diyadala Ahadure. I believe that's what we're up to. Let's say 7-8 lines before the end of the page. Last words on the line are Amar Rav. So at Amar Rav Nachman Haiman Diyadala Ahadure. So we're going to begin with that statement. The Gemara is going to begin a discussion of responding to an apikoros, and only a person who knows how to respond to an apikoros should do so. And the Gemara is going to tell many stories. In fact, the entire Amud Aleph is a record of various conversations that happened between a min and someone important, and an adam chashuv. And then on Amud Bey, we're going to have different conversations, different people, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Avo and others. But that's what the entire Amud Aleph is. On Amud Bey, we're going to discuss whether ba'avod risha imrina, whether we are happy with the downfall of the wicked, or whether Kadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with the Mapalas and Shal Rishayim, with the downfall of Rishayim, and perhaps what the resolutions are between two competing concepts of whether it's a good thing or a bad thing when Rishayim die. And that obviously relates to our topic, relates to our Perek, because that was one of the things we would tell the Edim to encourage them in case they felt, what do I need this for? Why should I have that guy's blood on my hands? Why should I testify against him? So we say, no, you're doing a good thing. It's a joyous event when we get rid of a Russia. Then the Gemara is going to have a number of drashos about Achav, followed by a number of memros and drashos about Ovadia, and then the parak is going to conclude with a couple of drashos about Moav, and about how very often when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish a particular group, he allows the person who's going to carry out that punishment to be someone who initially came from that group. So it's not a coincidence that David is responsible for the downfall of Moav, because David comes from Rus HaMoavia, that it comes from within when HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows such things to happen. So let's begin at Amar Rav Nachman. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, I man diyado laaduri leminim kravidis lihader v'ilo lo lahader. If a person knows how to respond to minim the way Rav Idis used to know how to respond, then it's worthwhile for him to do so. Otherwise, he has no business being involved in responding to minim in the first place. Says the Gemara, Amar Ahum Mina. For example, what was so great about Rav Idis' responses? Amar Ahum Mina the Rav Idis. A certain min once said to Rav Idis, Ksiv el Moshe Amar aleil Hashem. By Mamet Arsina, it says that he said to Moshe that you should go up to Hashem. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's saying this, Alei Elai mi ba'ilei, it shouldn't have said Alei El Hashem. It should have said, come up to me. So Amalei Zehu Matatron. So Rav Idis said, no, that's the Malach Matatron. That Malach is the one who said to Moshe, Alei El Hashem. It wasn't Hashem speaking. Why didn't it say his name in the Pasuk? Sheshmo Kishem Rabo. The name of Matatron is the same name as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dechsiv, because the pasuk says kishemi bekirbo. Pasuk says that I'm going to send you a malach, and it says you should be careful. Shema b'kolo al tamar bo kilo yisal lufishachem kishemi bekirbo. From the fact that it says kishemi bekirbo, it sounds like the matatron, which is the malach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, has the same name as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he said alei el Hashem and not alei elai. Ihachi nivlechulei. Oh, if it has the same name as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we should worship him, says the min. So says Mar, no, this response, Ksiv, Al Tamerbo, Al Timirenibo. When it says Al Tamerbo, it means don't switch me with this malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka warns us not to worship this malach. So the min pressed further, him came, Layusa lefishachem lamali. Why does the pasuk say that Layusa lefishachem, that he's not going to be able to forgive our sins? So then what's the point of having a matatron? So Amalei himnusu biyadun da'afilu biparvanka namilu kiblalne. So Rav Idis says, you should know, he says, a lashon of shavua, that even as a shliach that brings back the messages back and forth, he is also not accepted. Tichsiv ayomer elav, Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mein panecha holchim, that if you don't go with us, then don't take us through this midbar, or from this midbar, al yidei malach. We want dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not interested in any intermediary. So Minim responded further. Amleihu Mina, another conversation with the Min, because things. Once we're talking about conversations with minim, we're going to bring many of them. A certain min said the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Ksiv Hashem Himtir Al Sodom B'Al Amora, Kofres Ve'esh Me'es Hashem. Once it already started by saying that it was Hashem that did it, why does it have to say Me'es Hashem? Me'itomi Ba'ilei. It should say from him. We know who the subject of the pasuk is. We know it's talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amalei Ahu Koves Shavke Anam Adarnalei. A certain Koves said to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, leave it alone, I'm going to deal with it. So you see that Lemech was saying, was speaking, and yet he refers to his wives as Nishe Lemech. He refers to himself in third person. He should have said, my wives. You see that sometimes we speak in third person, so over here also, sometimes even with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll speak in third person. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said to the Koves, wow, that's a pretty good answer that you right away thought of a response from a pasuk about Lemech. Granted, it's only in Bereishis, so you didn't have to get that far in Chumash to come up with the pasuk, but still, it's pretty good to immediately come up with such a response. Where did you learn such a thing? Mipirkei de Rabbi Meir Shmieli. He says, I heard it from the drashus of Rabbi Meir. Dam Rabbi Yochum ki havadarsh Hameir bipirkei, havadarsh tilta shmaita, vitilta gadita, vitilta matli. Rabbi Meir was very broad in his drashus. He would give shiurim on a variety of topics. One third of the time he was Doresh in Shmaita, in Halachos, one third of the time in Agados, and one third of the time he would say Mishalim. So with all of the different things that he taught, we had such a broad education, and that's why I was able to respond. Rameir had 300 Mishalim, all related to foxes, in order to explain various Torah ideas. He had 300 different mishalim about foxes. Va'anu ein lanu ela shalosh. We only have a record of three of them. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Yad Ramah have a girsa ela achas, that we only have one of them. But we have a very limited number of the mishalim that Rabbi Meir used to have. And avos yochlu bosar, shine vanim tikena, mosne tzedek avne tzedek, tzadik mitzar nechlat v'yavu rosh hatachtav. Those are the mishalim of the shualim. What does that tell us? These are just psukim. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel, a pasuk in Vayikra, a pasuk in Mishlei. What sort of mashal is this? So Rashi fills us in that it was a mashal of a shul that tricked a fox, and he convinced him to enter into a chatzera Yehudim be'erev Shabbos, to go into a Jewish neighbor on Erev Shabbos, and he said, you should know, they're making these wonderful meals. You should go and join with them, and they'll invite you for Shabbos. And he tells this wolf, it will be great. You'll have a great Shabbos Uda together with the Jews. So the wolf shows up, and right away, what happens when a wolf comes into a neighborhood? People start chasing him away, and they call animal control, and they start, all of a sudden, they start taking out their weapons or whatever. So the Ze'ev comes to kill the Shual, and he says, no, don't kill me. The reason they were chasing you away is because one time your father started helping the Su'uda, and then he ate everything. He ate the whole Su'uda and didn't leave anything for them. So they're angry at you because of your father. So he says, well, I should get punished because of what my father did? He says, yeah, you know, the pasuk says in Cheskel, Avos yochlu voser vishine vanim tikena. That's the first of the psukim that we quote, that the avos eat grapes before they're ripened, and that ruins the teeth, but their teeth don't get ruined. It's their children's teeth that get ruined. We knock out the children's teeth. So come with me, and I'll show you a place where you could eat and you'll be satiated. So it's not going to work out with the Jews. They punish you for what your father did. Come with me, I'll show you. So he brings him to a be'er, and by the edge of the be'er there was a piece of wood and a rope, and on the two sides of the rope there were two buckets attached to each side of the rope. So the shual goes into one side, to the bucket on one side, and because of his weight he brings down the bucket. It's like a seesaw, and he goes all the way down into the be'er, and the other bucket obviously goes all the way up and now becomes available for the wolf. So the shul wanted to get out of that be'er, and he wanted the wolf to be stuck in the be'er. So the shul says to the zev, well, why don't you come in here? So he says, after all, I mean, the zev says to the shul, why did you go into the be'er? He says, oh, because there's meat and there's cheese in here and there's plenty of food to eat. It's wonderful in here. So he shows him the reflection reflection of the moon in the water, and it's a round moon, so that looks like a round thing of cheese. So it looks like cheese. So the Zaev says, how do I get in there? So he says, oh, get into that bucket, and once he gets into the bucket, he outweighs the shul, so he goes all the way down, and the shul is all the way up. So the Zaev says, how do I get out? So he says, Tzadik mitzara nechlatz vayava rasha tachtav, the pasuk in Mishlei. And Mosnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek. So that's the mashal of the Shualim and the Ze'ev that relates to those psukim. That's what that's what Rashi explains over here. Marsha says it doesn't sound like three mashalim. It sounds like it's two mashalim. And also the pasuk Avnei Tzedek l'chora has no shaychus over here. So he says that the Shul was afraid to go into the Dli, into the bear, because he was afraid that maybe the Ze'ev wouldn't go into the second Dli, meaning the Shul was taking a risk over there by going into the Dli in the first place, because the Ze'ev would have to go into the Dli after him. So he left in the second Dli, a weight that would weigh him down, and he brought into the first Dli a weight with him, so that he'd be able to get down, but if he couldn't convince the Ze'ev to come in afterwards, he would just throw the weight out of his side, and then the weight in the other bucket would ultimately weigh him down, and he'd have a way out. And that's the Avnei Tzedek. That's the reference to the Avnei Tzedek that he brought with him. A further conversation with the Kofar. Amar le Kofar le Rabbi Gamliel, Elokeichem Ganavu. Your God is a Ganav. D'chsiva yipal Hashem elokim tardema la'adam v'yishan. That Hashem put Adam into his sleep, and then he took his rib from him while he was sleeping. So Amar le Barte Shavke, the daughter of the Kofar, said to Rabbi Gamliel, don't worry, you don't have to respond. Da'anam ha'adarnele. I could respond to my own father. I could tell him where he's going wrong. Amar le Tnuli Doko Sechad. So the daughter said to the Kofar, give me, we need to bring a judge, I need a police officer, I need to report a crime. Amar la, lamaleich, what happened? Why do you need to report a crime? The Kofar asked. Listen, bo aleinu alayli. She said, we were robbed last night. V'natlun menu kiton shel kesef, v'nich lanu kiton shel zav. And people came in and they switched out, they took our kiton shel kesef, and they put in its place a pitcher of gold in place of the silver. Amar la, levai she yavo aleinu b'chol yom. Wow, those are great robberies. We should have such robberies every single day. They're replacing it with something better. So lo yafa ha'ilo ladam rishon shenotim. So v'lo yafa ha'ilo ladam rishon shenotim men etzela achas v'nasan l'shuvchel l'shamsho. So the daughter says, and isn't that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a little rib out of his body and gave him a shivchel l'shamsho, gave him a wife to live with for the rest of his life. So isn't that a worthwhile trade? Amar la hachika amina l'shakle behedya. What I'm saying is that why did he have to do it in such a deceitful way by putting him to sleep? He should take it from him directly right in front of his face. Amar le aituli umtza debisra. She said, bring me some raw meat. Aitula. He brought it to her. Osva tute bachsha. She put the meat under some hot ashes to roast it. Apikte. She took the meat out from the ashes. Amar le echol mehayin. She said to her father, why don't you eat from this meat? Amar le meisili. Nah, you don't want to go in the kitchen in the restaurant. You know, if you see what's going on and how the food is made, you're not interested. It's disgusting to me. I can't eat it. Amar lei v'adam rishon nami yavas shakli behedya havam isalei. Adam rishon also, if it would have happened in front of him, he would have been disgusted by her. He would not have been interested if all of this would have happened in front of him. So this is an interesting question, that what she was saying was the reason HaKadosh Baruch was able to take the rib from Adam rishon was because he replaced it with something better. So it's an interesting question, la halacha. Are you allowed to do that? Meaning, you see that someone is poor, so are you allowed to rob him of his, his old appliances, and then replace it with better appliances? You're taking away something that belongs to him, but you plan on replacing it with something better. Rav Zilberstein Chashuk Echemet discusses a case of a Rosh Yeshiva who was not interested in wearing a frock, a long jacket like is the minhag of Rosh Yeshiva in certain circles, and the Talmidim very much wanted their Rosh Yeshiva to look like a Rosh Yeshiva. They very much wanted him to do that. He said, no, I'm not a Bar Hachi. I'm not worthy of wearing such a garment. garment. And the Talmidim were very much wanted him to do it. So one day he put his he was saying shir. He put his jacket down on a chair, and when he wasn't looking, they switched out his jacket with a long jacket. Came time for mincha. He's looking for his jacket. He wants to wear a jacket to daven mincha, and he can't find it, and he has no choice but to put on this frock. So the Talmidim wanted to know, did they do right or did they do wrong? So I think in that case, it's a pasha that they did wrong, meaning to cause a person agamas nefesh that he can't find his clothing. And what? Because you say it's better for him? He's not interested in wearing such a garment. It's not just because, but it's a greater kavod for him. We'll be wearing malbushe kavod. Not everyone is interested in such malbushe kavod, but something that's objectively better, something that that there's no debate as to whether it's better. So there is there are conflicting stories in Chazal. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that David asked the Chachamim whether he's allowed to take gedishin of sa'orin of the Jewish people to put in front of his behema, and he's going to pay them back with gedishin of adoshim of plishtim. So the response was, even though you're going to pay it back, rashahu, it's an act of rishus to take away from other people. But the Rosh over there says that's because he didn't yet have the adoshim to give back to them. So he's taking something when he doesn't yet have the replacement. And Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to steal afilu al menas l'shalim davar yafa mimenu. You're not allowed to steal even if you plan on paying back something that's better. The Yesh Misha Omer Shulchan Aruch says dainu mena tashlum be'en. That's only if you don't have what to pay back at the time that you steal it. But if it's be'en and it's something better and you already plan on just replacing it, so then it could be that you're allowed to do so. But some of the Acharonim suggest that that's only if it doesn't cause any agmas nefesh. You're able to replace it before the person ever realizes that it's missing. You know, like the person goes away and you immediately, while he's away, he doesn't even know that it's missing, you replace it with something better. If it causes no agmas nefesh and it's something that objectively is a better item than what he has. Okay, the Gemara tells us further stories of a discussion between a kofar and Rabban Gamliel. Amar lei kofar Rabban Gamliel, yadanu l'kaicha ma'ka ovid. I know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So it's nagid v'itnach. So he thought Rabban Gamliel would not be able to say anything to contradict what he says. Rabban Gamliel showed himself as if he was about to die. He sighed as if he was about to die. Amar lei ma'hai, says, why are you sighing? Amar lei ben achad yeshli b'krach hayam v'yeshli gaguam alav b'ina d'machvis lin. I have one son far away, and I would like to. I want to see him. Amr Mia Dana Hechaniu. He says the kofar says, do I know where he is? Amalei Diika Ba'ara Lo Yadas Diika B'Shemay Yadas. Yeah, you don't know where he is. You don't even know what's going on down here on earth. So I expect you to know what's going on up in Shemayim. You claim to know what's going on up in Shemayim. Amalei Kofar Rabban Gamliel. Another conversation. Kofar said to Rabban Gamliel, Ksiv. It says in the Mizmar that speaks about the galdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Kofem Zayin. Mona mispar lo kochavim. My Rabu say, what's the great mile of this? Anametzino l'mimna kochavi. I could also count the stars. Aiti chavushe, Rav Gamliel brought a certain type of fruit, shadinu ba'arbela, and he put it into a sieve, v'kama hadaluhu, and he mixed it around. Amar lei, so Rav Gamliel said to the kofer, maninu, count them, count the seeds, count the pieces. Amar lei ukminu. He says, oh, stop moving them around and I'll be able to count them. You're shaking the whole kli around. How am I supposed to count it while it's moving? Amalei, Rekia Nami, Hachi Hadra. You think all the stars are stationary? Everything's moving around. There's no way you can count what's going on up in the heavens. Ikad Amri Hachi Amalei, Mani Li Kochli. Others say that the Kofar said to Rabban Gamliel, I've counted, I know the numbers of the Kochavim. Amalei, Rabban Gamliel says, Emili, Kachech Vishinoich Kamahavit. Tell me how many teeth, big and small teeth, you have in your mouth. Shadi yadi l'pumei, so he puts his hand in his mouth, v'kamanilu, and he starts counting them. Amar lei dika b'pumei chlo yadata, dika b'rakia yadata. What is in your own mouth that's talking to me right now? You don't know. You have to put your hand in and you count, and you claim to already know how many stars there are in heaven, you don't know much more basic things than that. Different Lashonos. Yotzer and Bore. So the same God that created the mountains did not create the Ruach. So Rav Gamliel says, Alameata, you think that's correct? Gabe Adam Duchsiv, Vayivra, Vayitzar, it says Vayivra Elokim Esa Adam, and it also says Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Esa Adam, Hachinami Misha Barazeh, Lo Barazeh. So what? The one who created one of the limbs of man didn't create the other limb of man? And you're going to tell me that maybe that's true? So the Tefach Al Tefach Yeshbo Badam, Shnei Nekavim Yeshbo, there's an area of one Tefach by one Tefach, and in that one Tefach, the eyes and the ears, which are two different holes in the person's head, on the face of a person, Misha Barazeh, Lo Barazeh, Shenemar, Hanotea Ozen, Halo Yishmam, Yotzer Ayin, Halo Yabit, meaning even if you want to tell me that, yeah, Adam was a creating man, was a team that was put together to create man, but not within one Tefach of each other, there's no way that that could have been created by two different entities, and yet it still uses Notea Ozen and Yotzer Ayin. So Amalei, the cover says, there were two creators, and one of them made the ear, one of them made the eyes. Amalei, Bishas Misa, Kula Nespaisu. So how does that work? Bishas Misa Kula Nespaisu. When a person dies and all of the limbs have to stop working, so all the various creators have to agree with each other to make it stop working. So Amrle Huam Gusha La Meimar. Once we're on, again, further conversations with Chachamim and Apikorsim. So a certain Mechashef said to Ameimar, Mipalgach Li Lai Du Hormiz. Mipalgach Let Sasai Da Ahormiz. From the half and up, the upper half of the body belongs to Hormiz, and the bottom half of the body HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Amrle Imkein Echi Shavaklei Ahormiz Lahormiz. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu leave the shade La'aburi Maya Ba'are, leave this Hormiz shade to pass water through his portion, meaning the top half of the body person eats, and he expels waste through the bottom half of the body. What kind of relationship do these two creators of man have? Amle Kesar Rabbi Tanchum. The Kesar said to Rabbi Tanchum, Tala v'kulu la'am echad. Let's all join in as one nation. So Rabbi Tanchum said, Amr lechi, yeah, we'll be good, I agree. Ananda me'ahalinan lo matzina me'havi kavasaychu. But we who already have a mila, we're unable to become like you because we don't have an arla. There's nothing we can do about it. It's already missing. Atun ma'alisu v'avu kavasan. But you have the ability to get a mila, and just go through the surgery, and then you can be like us, and then we will all be one nation. Amalei, Meimar Shapir Kamrit. So the Kesar says, you're saying good. Miu called the Zachi the Malka, but anyone who outsmarts the Melech, l'shadua l'bivar. The halacha is, you know, the law of the land is that he has to be thrown into a place where there are chayus ra'os that are going to, you know, destroy him. Shadua l'bivar. So they threw Rabbi Tanchum into the place where there were chayus ra'os, v'loach luha. And the beasts did not eat him. Amalei, Ahumina, certain men said, Hai d'loach luha. The fact that they didn't eat him, Mishum d'lo kafin, the Mishum d'lo kafin hu, was because they weren't hungry. Shadua leila didei, so they threw the men himself into the chayos rose to see if taka they were hungry, va'achlua, and they ate him, they ate that min. So they thought originally it couldn't have been a nace, it couldn't have been something that Kadosh Baruch Hu was saving him, and sure enough, it was a nace. It wasn't that they stam weren't hungry that day. Amalei kofin l'Rav Gamliel, a kofin said to Rav Gamliel, Amrisu kol be'asar shchinta sharia, you say that when there are 10 people there, the shchina shora, kama shchinta ika, how many shchinas are there? There are, you know, you go to a minion factory, there are minyanim here, there, everywhere. So how many shchinas are there that are able to go around? So it's interesting that kol be'asar, that having the presence of minyan, shulchan aruch paskins, even if they're not all engaged, you want to say kaddish, you need the presence of a minion in order to say kaddish. Even if one of them is sleeping, the shulchan aruch says, and many of the achronim say that even if you only have a majority of the minyan, 6 people responding, that's good enough. Kol be'asara, as long as there are 10 people there, that's enough for the Shekhinah. It's a problem because it's a stira in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says by Hilchas Chazaras HaShatz that if you don't have 9 people responding and engaged, it's karov v'liyos brachos of levatala. It's karov to a brach levatala, and perhaps better off not having Chazaras HaShatz than to say it without 9 people engaged. Well, why do you need 9 people engaged? I thought you could even have by Kaddish one person sleeping. So there are 3 different approaches the post can have. Shulchan Aruch says differences between Kaddish on the one hand versus Chazaras HaShatz. That Chazaras Gemara's Hashatz, you need nine people engaged. That's different than the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, no, Meikar Adin, it's good enough not to have nine. It's only in the Chalchila that we should try to have nine people engaged. But anyway, having 10 people is enough for a minyan. So he says, I don't understand. It's enough to bring the Shechina. How many Shechinas are there? So Karya the Shami, Rav Gamliel called the Shamish of the Kofar, Machabe Ba'patka, and he whacked him on the neck. Amalei, Rav Gamliel said to the Shamish, Amayel Shimshab Vesey the Kofar, why does the sun shine on in the house of the Kofar? Amalei Shimsha Kuli Almanach. He says, what do you mean the sun is shining everywhere? If the sun, which is only one of the many, one of the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, is enough to shine over the entire world, the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the more so, can shine over the entire world. It does seem we have a lot of sun and moon conversation this week, so it's a big daf yomi coincidence. A certain min said the Rabbi Avo, your God is a joker. To And the first he says, lie on your left side and then lie on your right side. So it's a joke. He keeps going back and forth. Asu Talmida, in the meantime, a certain Talmud came to Rabbi Avo. Amalei, my time of the Shviyasa. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu command us about Shemitah? So Amalei, Rabbi Avo said to the Min and to the Talmud, Hashtaminu Chumilsa de Shavi de Travayu. Two totally different questions. I'm going to give one answer that answers both of your questions. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Ziru Sheish Vishmitu Sheva. Plant for 6 years, and the seventh year you should leave it alone. Kidei Shateidu Sha'aret Shalihi, so that you could know that the land belongs to me, that it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehein Lalasu Kein, Elochatu V'galu. But the Jewish people didn't do that. We sinned during Shemitah, and therefore we went into Galus. Min Hago Shalom Melech Basa V'dam Shesar Chalav Medina, in the normal world, in the physical world, when a Melech Basa V'dam has people in his country that rebel against him, Imach Zarihu Harigas Kulan, if he's cruel, he kills them all. Im Rachmanu Harik Chetzyam, if he's a Rachman, he'll kill half of them. Im Rachman Mali Rachmimu, Miyasar Gedolim Shabin V'Yisurim, if he's completely a Bal Rachman, then he'll punish all of them, the greatest amongst them, the most important amongst them, with Yisurin. Avkach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyasar Yisicheskel Kedei Lamarkav V'Noseim Shal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Miyasu Yecheskel in order to give a kapara for the Jewish people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so by telling him different things, conflicting messages. Min says Rabbi Avo, El Kechem Kohenu, Tichsiv Yukhu Li Truma, Ki Kavri Le Moshe B'may Tovel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen, it says Yukhu Li Truma. So when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, how was he Tovel from the Tuma? V'chi Tema B'may Avaksiv, Mi Madad B'shal L'mayim, that if you know the depths of the water, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it. How could it be that there's enough water to be tovel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar Leis, Rabbi Avo says, Benura tovel. He was tovel in fire. D'chsiv kinei Hashem ba'esh yavo. Umi salka tevilusa benura. Does tevila work in fire? Is that even a thing that one can do? Amar Leis, Adarabba, ikur tevilusa benura hu. The ikur tevila is through fire. D'chsiv v'chala shalo yavo ba'esh ta'aviru b'mayim. That only if you can't go through fire, which most of us can't, so it's a b'di'eved that we go through water. Discusses a case. You have a person who is mal v'lo tavel, a person who's on his way to Gerus, and he already had his mila, but he did not yet have his tevila. And then, in whatever country he lived, they were persecuting people who were trying to convert to Judaism, and they wanted to make an example of him, so they burnt him at the stake. They burnt his body. They burnt him alive because he was converting to Judaism, but his conversion wasn't complete. Can you bury what's left of him in a Jewish cemetery? Do you assume that that is a tevila? Shame Gerus, that was a tevila clearly because he was becoming a Jew. Do you assume that how literally do we take this? That tevila be'esh counts as a tevila. So he quotes a tshuva from the Smak about someone who was Hemir Das and then became and then tried to do tshuva, where the Smak seems to assume that the tevila be'esh counts as a tevila for that, but that's a different kind of tevila. That's not a tevila that's meikar adin. That's a tevila that's a minag, that if a person converted to Christianity or something and then wants to come back, we recommend a tevila. So maybe the smak was just speaking poetically, not abundantly clear that this is taken literally la halacha. Amalei hu mina l'Rabbi Avina k'siv mikam chesol goyach ba'aretz. My Rabbi say, what's so great about Klal Yisrael? Atunami arvisu ba'adan. You're also mixed in with us. K'siv kolag all the nations of the world in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are like nothing. When it says kol, it sounds like even Klal Yisrael is part of that kol. all. So Amalei, Rabbi Avina said to the men, Miditchu asidu alan. The Nevi'im that come from you will be made about us that we are not part of that kol. And namely, there was only one Navi that came from them, and that was Bilam. Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, in the Nevuah of Bilam, Uvagayim lo yiskashav, that wherever it says Gayim, we're not included amongst the rest of the nations, because we're not listed with the rest of the nations. Rabbi Lazar Rami, Rabbi Lazar asked the following steer, Ksiv, Tov Hashem Lakol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good for everybody. Ksiv, Tov Hashem Lakovov. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good for someone who is Mekavah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone who yearns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashal Adam Sheish Lepardis, Kshu Mashke, Mashke Es Kulo, Kshu Oder, Eino Oder, Elo Tovim Shabahem. When he waters the Pardes, he waters everything, the good and the bad. But when he's Oder, when he does that which involves a greater Tircha, and he starts working on each tree individually, he's only going to work on those trees that have potential. So the nimshal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports the Tovim and the Ra'im together, because when one Dibur, the world could be filled with Tova, but the protection from Piranus and the payment of Schar is only for those who are Mekavah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leficha Kalecha Vecha. Then the Gemara had said, the Mishnah had said that every person should say Bishvili Nivra Olam and Uva'avod Rishayim Rina. You shouldn't think that you're doing a bad thing by testifying against a criminal. It's a good thing when there's a downfall of the wicked people. So the Gemara is going to dash some psukim about the downfall of Achav and the Melchama with Aram in Melachim Aleph, and we're going to explain the pasuk b'Avod Rishon Rina in that context. Vayava Arina b'Machana, that an announcement was made in the Machana that the Melech died and the war was over. Amar b'Yachav b'Chanina, from the fact that it said Harina and not Rina, it sounds like this was a specific type of Rina that's going to exist la'asulavav. And that is Bavod Rishayim Rina. Bavod Achav Ben Amri, Rina. When the likes of Achav die, then it's going to be Rina. So the world waits for that Nevuah that Achav's going to die and Rina is going to come. And when he died, that Rina happened. Is it a joyous event when there's a downfall of the wicked? Why doesn't it say Kitov? Hashem is not happy with the downfall of the Rishon. Why is it that by Kriyas Yamsuf it says Lo Karv Zel Zek Halalayla? Both Hashem Bikshu Malach Hashari Shlom Shiru Lefanei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amalan Kodesh Baruch Hu Masi Yad Letovim Biyam Hatem Omrim Shiru Lefanei. The Malach Hashari wanted to sing Shiru, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my creations are drowning in the sea. All the mitzvim are drowning in the sea, and you want to sing Shira? So you see that the pasuk by Yoshafan and by Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with the downfall of the Rishayim. And yet by Achav we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with the downfall of the Rishayim. Which is it? Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who enosas aval acherim meses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is not overjoyed, but acherim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause other people to be overjoyed at the downfall of their enemies. Daikanami dechsiv yasis. It says yasis. Veloksiv Yasus Shemamina. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause the enemies of those who are dying to be happy, but not that he himself is happy about it. So that's a question, even exactly how to understand this, meaning who is and who is not allowed to be happy. The Jewish people saying Az Yashir, the Malachi Asharis are not allowed. So many of the Achronim say, if you were protected, you are now saved from an enemy who wanted to destroy you, you're allowed to rejoice. We had this Shaila when they killed Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden, should there be what should the proper reaction be? Right when they got Osama bin Laden, so I think it was in Citi Field. The news came on the scoreboard or something, and the whole stadium erupted in cheers, even though they were watching the Mets. So the whole stadium erupted in cheers. So is that an appropriate reaction that we should erupt in cheers? Rav Shaftel thought we should say Hallel. He thought that it was Kedai, that this was an enemy of us who wanted to destroy us, that it was worthy of saying Hallel. Okay, the Gemara darshins the psukim after the death of Achav. Zonos Rachatzu, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Lemarek Shtei Chazyonos, to bring to light the two nevuos, Achashel Mechiyahu, Vachashel Eliyahu. V'Mechiyahu Ksiv, that Mechiyahu says Achav is going to die, and M'shov Toshuv B'Sholom Lo Dibar Hashem Bi. V'Eliyahu Ksiv, B'Mekom HaShalok V'Aklavim, Es Dam Navos, that where the dogs lick the blood of Navos, they're going to lick the blood blood of Achav as well. Now that he died, the dogs lick up his blood. Both of these nevuos were fulfilled. Rava Amar Zonos Mamish. That is talking about actual Zonos. Achav Ish Metzunan Haya. He was a person who wasn't capable of Tashmish. Vasalo Izevel State Surei Zonos B'Merkafto Kadesh Yiros on V'Yischamim. So Izevel made two images of Zonos on his throne in order that he should be aroused. So these Tsuros of Zonos were now destroyed from the blood of Achav that got all over them. V'ish Mashach Bakeshas L'Tumo V'Yakar. Blazramar Lefi Tumo, without knowing that he was Melech Yisrael, that he had no idea who he was. Rav Amar L'Tamim Shteichas Yonos to be Mashlin the two Nevos Achas Shemuchio V'Achas Shel Eliyahu. So Simin Kra V'Zacha Be'Edom. The Gemara brings a memra about Ovadyahu and Achav. K'siva Yikra Achav El Ovadyahu Asher Al Habayis V'Ovadyahu HaYorei Hashem Ma'od. My Kamer Kra. What's the end of the pasuk that Ovadyahu was Yorei Hashem? What does it have to do with the fact that Achav summoned Ovadyahu? So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yaakov. K'siv Nechashti Ve'Varchein Hashem Begaleich. The Lavan said to Yaakov, "You tested me with my nichush. I was able to check with my nichush, and I saw that all of my bracha came only because of you." B'Yosef K'siv Ve'Varch Hashem Es Beis Hamitzri Beglal Yosef. That the Beis Hamitzri was only blessed. Potiphar's house was only blessed because of Yosef. Besadu Gavra, the house of Achav, Lo Avamivrich, wasn't blessed. Meaning, apparently, the rule is when there's a tzaddik that lives in your house, it's supposed to bring blessing in your house. So you're in my house, and I don't see any blessing. Shema Lo Yirei Elokim Ata. Maybe Ovadyo, you're not up to snuff. You're not a big enough Yirei Shemaim. Yatza Baskel Vemar of Ovadyo, Ha Yirei Es Hashem Ot. So Baskel came out and said, no questions about who Ovadyo is. Aval Beso Shalacha, Vena Mezuman Lebracha. It's just that, you know, yeah, it's one thing to bring blessing to the house of Lavan and to the house of Potiphar, but Achav, you are a unique kind of historical Russia that even the presence of a tzaddik is not able to solve. Amar Rabbi Abba Gadol Shnemar Bavadyo Yosef Mashnemar Ba'Avram Dilu Ba'Avram Lo Ksiv Ma'od Bavadyo Ksiv Ma'od Ba'Avram Avinu. It says he's Yirei Elokim, but it doesn't say Ma'od. Ba'Avadyo it says Ma'od. He's Yirei Elokim Ma'od. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Menei Mazoch Avadyo L'Nevius. Why was Avadya Zocha to Nevius? He was a ger, and the Shechin is not Shura on someone who's not miyuchas. So he hid 100 neviim in a cave. Shnemar viba achrisi zevelas neviim hashem hikar chavadya mei neviim viachbiim chamishim ish b'ma'ara. The pasuk tells us how he supported these neviim in a time when Izevel was rounding them all up to get killed. Maishna chamishim ish. Why did he only hide 50 in each cave as opposed to 100 in one cave? Amar blazer miyakov lamit. Shnemar viyamachan anishal ufleita. He learned from Yaakov Avinu that you're supposed to divide up the camp just in case anything happens to one of the groups. Rabbi Avo. No, the caves just weren't big enough. Why does Ovadya choose to be the one who's misnave about Edom? Or why does Hashem choose Ovadya to be the one to be misnave about Edom? Ovadya lived amongst Rishayim, Izevel and Achav, and he didn't learn from them. So let him be misnave about Edom, who lived amongst two great tzaddikim and didn't learn from them. Esav didn't learn from his parents and from Yaakov. Amar Ephraim Miksha Talmid Shomer Mishum Rameir Ovadya Ger Adomi Haya. No, it's because Ovadya himself was from Edom. Vahenu Damriinchi Minei Ubei Iba Nezil Bei Narga. That the punishment will come from someone who was one of them. And on a similar note, Vayachas Moav Vayimadadim Vachevel Ashkevo Samarza Amar Biyochum Mishum Rameshim Nechai Hainu Damriinchi Minei Ubei Abu Lezil Bei Narga. That is Dafka David who brought about the downfall of Moab, because he was from Moab. Rus was from Moab. The thigh begins to rot from its own flesh. About Misha, the son of the Melech of Moab. Ravu Shmuel, Chadam L'Shem Shemayim. One says that he brought him as an Ola L'Shem Shemayim to be Meratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chadam L'Shem Avodah Zarah. That he brought him as an Ola for Avodah Zarah. Bishlam L'Madiyam L'Shem Shemayim. Anu D'Chsi V'Yiketz of Gadol Al Yisrael. That of a guy who is not Mitzuvah to serve of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this L'Kvod Hashem, so that's going to bring out the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu against Klal Yisrael. Man Yom L'Shem Avodah Zarah, Mai Vayihi Ketzef. So what would be the Ketzef Gadol against the Jewish people if all this was the Shem Avodah Zarah? So Gemara explains, Kedir Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Rabbi Shur Ben Levi Rami, Ksivu K'mish P'tei Agayim Asher Sviv Osechem Lo Asisem, Ksivu K'mish P'tei Agayim Asher Sviv Osechem Asisem, that it's a stirim psukim. On the one end we say we don't do like the Goyim, and the other end we say we do like the Goyim. So no, what it means is Kimisukanim Shabahem Lo Asisem, like the Eglon who was Mechabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we didn't do. But like the others, Kimukukalim Shabahem Asisem, but we do imitate the ways of the one who brought his son to Avodah Zarah, and that's the great Ketzav against Klal Yisrael. Ve'yisumei Alav Ayeshuvu La'aretz Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Ba'osa Shoy Yordu Rishayin Shal Yisrael L'Madrega HaTachtona. At that point, the Risham of Klal Yisrael were on the lowest level. So once we mention the word Ma'od by Va'ovadya, Yorei Hashem Es Ma'od, the Gemara is going to bring another drasha about the word Ma'od. Va'anara Yafa Ad Ma'od. In describing Avishak HaShunamis, we say she was Yafa Ad Ma'od. Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Adayin Lo Igia L'Chatzi Yofi Shal Sarah. No matter how beautiful she was not half as beautiful as Sarah. Dechsev Ad Ma'od V'lo Ma'od B'chlal. Avishag was an Ari Yafa Ad Ma'od, but she was not actually Ma'od. By Sarah it says, Ki Yafihi Ma'od. Hadron Allah Echadin. Tomorrow we will begin the fifth parak of Masechah Sanhedrin.